Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Hopefully you are still reading through the Bible, but admittedly so, when we get to the book of Leviticus, that's where a lot of people can bail because it's just so unfamiliar or strange. But if the book of Exodus answers how God saves, Leviticus answers how saved people live with a holy God. And so, like I said, Leviticus oftentimes feels unfamiliar, but it is answering one of the most important questions in all of the Bible. How can we as sinful people actually live in the presence of a God who is pure? So the book of Leviticus is centered on God's holiness. Over and over again, God says, "Be holy, for I am holy." Through sacrifices and priests and laws, God teaches Israel that sin is serious, atonement is necessary, and access to Him requires purity. And at the heart of Leviticus is substitution. Life is given so life may continue. Blood is shed so guilt may be covered. But Leviticus also teaches us something deeper. Holiness touches every part of life. It touches worship, relationships, justice, and compassion. Prophetically, Leviticus prepares us to understand Jesus, our true sacrifice, our great high priest, our substitute, the one who makes us clean. Here's the stat sheet on the book of Leviticus. The main characters are God, He's the Holy One, and you have Moses and you have Aaron, and we also see come into play the priesthood. The main themes of Leviticus are holiness, sacrifice and atonement, God's nearness and His purity, and how sinful people dwell with a holy God. The book of Leviticus is in the genre of law. It is priestly instruction. And so before we try to jump to application, what we need to be thinking about is the theology behind the symbolism that is here. Read with Christ in view. Sacrifice is going to point forward. As we transition from Leviticus to the next book, remember, holiness is learned slowly. So next we step into the wilderness, from Leviticus into Numbers.